Josie, I have Teresa here.
Great, thank you.
Hey, Josie, good morning.
Hi, Teresa, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Doing good. Where are you at right now? Are you in...
Right now, I am in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, my goodness. So you are doing the tour, and we are so excited to see you 1 week from today at the Sioux City Orphan. We can't wait.
I know, that's insane.
Well, we were lucky enough to see you when you were here just a few years ago, and it was amazing, the readings that you gave. And, of course, you are our Long Island medium. I know a lot of people are familiar with you, but for those few who aren't, tell us a little bit about yourself. You have this amazing gift.
I do. I have an amazing ability to be able to sense and feel not only my own loved ones that have been departed, but everyone else's. And it took me a long time. It took me over 5 years to embrace my gift, you know, because I struggle with so many things, mm-hmm. you know, my faith, because I am a practicing Catholic. And then I went through a period of where it was like, okay, I have this amazing and beautiful gift, but who in the world is going to want to come and speak to a medium or to their departed loved ones? And what I learned was that, unfortunately, when we lose someone here in the physical world, we're left with all of these negative burdens and guilt. Mm-hmm. And all of these emotions and negative feelings do not give us the ability to heal. So when you come to the experience, it is, whether there's 5 people there or 5,000, it's such an amazing and healing experience, because there's going to be a lot of things that you will be able to connect with.
Yes.
Even if I never, like, you know, look in your section or glance your way, people, they say it all the time, too. They're like, I didn't know what to expect. I personally didn't get read, but what I witnessed was life-changing.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so amazing. I know when we were there, just to see, you know, the hope and maybe the relief that people get by these readings. It's amazing.
Spirit is so, they're the ones that push me.
Sure.
It's not like I walk into a store and I say, oh, you know what? They look like they need to hear from their departed grandmother.
Right.
It's when a soul pushes me enough, where they give me all of the signs and the reasons, they make me feel why they need to hear from them. So, like, I might sense, say, a mother figure, and she might be, you know, laboring my breathing.
Wow.
And I might get a pain in my chest. That's very similar for that she had breast cancer. Or something in the chest, and then they'll push me and then show me or make me feel something else to get me to say something to their loved one.
Oh, my gosh. That has to be a little scary, especially for you at first.
Well, it is, but you also have to realize, you know, growing up this way from the age of 4, it was also different when I channeled spirit or saw them at the age of 4. It was also very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
My gift has changed. It's always changing. And what I mean by change is how spirit will show me something, make me feel something. Because once I started doing this as a business, I stopped seeing spirit in human form. You know, I wouldn't see them in shadows and silhouettes. I used to actually see them.
Oh, wow.
And it would be like a flash. And I don't know how. I'd be brushing my teeth and all of a sudden look up and there'd be a man standing there, and I would turn around and there's nobody there.
Oh my gosh.
And then my client, when they would come to the house, I would describe the man that I saw, and they'd be like, oh yeah, that's my father. Oh my God, that's what my brother looked like. So
whoa.
I said, I can't see spirit that way anymore.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It was too much. So that's how I started feeling them more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we cannot wait to see you in physical form right here in Sioux City. It's the Sioux City Orpheum. It's going on a week from tonight at 7:30. Tickets are available at orpheumlive.com. Teresa, we thank you so much for your time and for your gift and just for helping people heal and make it through to the other side eventually. So thank you
much. I appreciate that. I hope you're going to come down and see this show, because it's going to be amazing on how the shows are going to be different.
Definitely. Well,
no live show is the same.
And I was going to ask you, too, we had the opportunity to meet you last time, and those long fingernails, are they still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Those are so cool. I remember taking a picture and I pointed at your nails. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. So we cannot wait to see you. Teresa Caputo, thank you so much. And we will see you in 1 week.
Thank you.